I do love this sequence because it's like the, which is again, which is what makes this movie so cool, is like it's the only kind of true 28 days later-y sequence you get in the movie.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, here it is. It's England. It's contemporary times. We're watching television and oh my God. And it's really effective. And you're like, ooh, Boyle's still got heat on the fastball, but it's totally different right after this. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
yeah. Not contemporary right here, but yes, I see what you're saying.
It is, but it's also nice that it's in Scotland and not like, we're not back to London doing something or in a suburb of London, somewhere in England or whatever. Like it's a totally new place, which is neat. But yeah, just you don't want to run into this guy when you're looking for fucking sanctuary.
At the end of the world, I could see it being like this. It's a glorious day, day of judgment.
Yes.
My children, eat me.
I wouldn't be super excited to be bitten by a fucking ravenous horde of zombies. Like, again, like the rapture or whatever. Shouldn't there be like a white light that I could walk?
Yeah, it's a quick elevator ride.
Well, you know, sometimes these religious folks, Steve, are hiding their kinks, you know, so maybe.
He's probably not chosen, clearly. And yeah, I mean, also, I think he probably did want to be bit.
I think he's a fucking, he's a vorer. Like, eat me. Yes. Eat me alive. I'm getting fucking hard.
Oh my God, if he lived and he got to see the internet now, you could do a lot of searches, my friend.
Oh, yeah. He would have a nice incognito tab going.
Maybe because he only heard about this on the news. Like, oh, there are a ravenous horde. The dead are walking. He's like, oh, okay, this is the rapture. Here it comes. The second I see someone vomiting up blood, I'm like, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh,
that ain't cool.
I was wrong. Bet on the wrong horse, did I?
No, Jesus vomited up wine, of course.
Well, the last couple of sermons from this guy must have been very interesting. Like, well, maybe they got a point, the blood spewers. Maybe they have an idea of where we're going, really. Yes. Maybe we were wrong to believe in Christ. I mean, look at him. He got, didn't he? He got got.
He did get got.
As he's being eaten alive, you do hear him scream, "Yes, my children." I was like, dude, did you invent the virus? Yeah. Like, how are you this thrilled?
He's hard as a rock as he goes.
But you know, absolutely.
There's going to be a ton of stuff that we don't exactly pick up on from being Americans and all. Like, maybe is this a Scottish thing? Is this what they... Because and then Jimmy being kind of a savage and coming down, like, because the island is flying the English flag. So is this maybe there's commentary on the riffraff upstate, we would call it.
The town is an island actually in the northeast coast of England in the county of Northumberland, I looked up. This is Lindisfarne or the Holy Island is what it's called. So it's actually a real place that has the real...
Causeway
and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Causeway, sick. That's Jimmy hides in the grate, and
that's
you know,
just the end of it. Yeah,
he has his dad gives him a cross, which will come up later.
Yes, a little crucifix necklace. Yes. Yeah,
my children, the grates is what we must believe in. We must find the grates. We must hide in them. I don't care how stinky you are. You must get in the grate.
You're a little grate pilled there, Chris Cavan. Yeah. You're very into this grate idea.
It's a great. I really do think this is what got him his first followers. If anything, this would be the idea to get him on the stand up there.
You too can live like a teenage mutant ninja, or excuse me, it's the UK hero turtle.
All right, they banned ninjas there.
They banned him, man. Just outright banned it. That happens with some great action.
Yes.
And then we get some text here. It says, the rage virus laid waste to the UK. It was driven back from continental Europe. The British mainland was quarantined to contain the virus. Survivors were left to fend for themselves.
I think that was right from the Brexit voting booth. I think that's
Farage.
Eric, it was about the farmers. All right.
Yes, dude.
No, that's straight from Farage's book. No, I think that's the preface the book.
Well, the continental Europe thing is sort of setting right the end of, which never gets paid off upon 28 weeks later when it's in Paris and it's like, oh fuck,
yes, right,
the next one's gonna be in Paris.
They quickly kind of undo 28, well, not undo, but they say, you know, it didn't, you know, they repelled it.
Who cares?
I rewatched that movie's just okay. It's pretty good.
I like
it's fine. It's better than I remember it. That is an all-time disgusting shit boy. He destroys the human race.
So is this one.
Yes.
No, yeah, no, this disagree kid's on Alfie it. Williams here.
Spike?
This kid is Spike. Good, man.
It, this Think about same, how ter- this could be the no. same kid from Weeks. I wouldn't be able to tell.
This kid, I'm telling you, if he gets the chances to, he will grow up to be a good actor because I think he's very, very good in this movie. There's not a lick of precociousness in him.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying he's a little disgusted.
Heroic shit boy, Eric.
Yeah, all right.
Let's just be fair here, right. Okay?
Yes, in America we have shit boys in there. We have hero boys.
It's a heroic like shit boy. Turtles. It's not disgusting shit boy.
Got it.
It's a different way of going. And I will say, one thing we do get as this is all happening, right off the bat, this goddamn Young Father score is absolutely out of this world.
It's so fucking good.
I've been a fan for a long time. White Men or Black Men 2 is a great record if you ever get a chance to take a look at it. I've loved that record for a while. This is just, I didn't know this was happening, and it was such a huge, fantastic surprise sitting in the theater and hearing them come on like this.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the first Danny Boyle movie in however many years that's actually cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's not embarrassing. It's incredible. Saccharine to sit through. It's like, oh, wow, this is, remember when he used to be cool? This movie is cool.
What about Marlon, too? Dude, what about Millions, man?
I skipped Millions.
Well, that's all right, see, a heroic millions, boy in there, too.
No, that's a disgusting shit boy.
That is disgusting.
Par excellence.
Yeah,
what? Yeah, that really kid sucks.
He's not good.
All kids suck.
So anyway, this particular kid, Spike, it's his big day. This is this weird, man, it took less than 3 decades. We're back to, it's your big moving up day. Today you're going to be a man because you're going to go kill a zombie with an arrow.
Real quick, what is the deal with the name? Were you named after the dog? Is that a British name? Is there an MP named Spike?
I don't think maybe, so. There's, we have the comedy writer over here, Spike Feresteyn.
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar.
He worked on Seinfeld for a while. Like,
what's
towards
that?
The end.
What's, I'm not familiar with whatever that is.
Oh, it's a, maybe it's a show. It's a little too New York for you, maybe.
Well, I heard it was about nothing.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.